manager at first base. Jackson plays for the Coach's dog, and he loves playing sports, playing with his friends, and sometimes even his little sister. Thanks for being here. Now let's see those pitches.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Sacramento Rivercats AAA affiliate, of the San Francisco Giants in game four of a six-game series. Beautiful day here at Tecumseh. Great night for some baseball. Blue skies overhead. Little breeze blowing out towards right center. Looks like it might be good conditions for hitting, which might help out because tonight the Tecumseh Rainiers are facing one of the top pitching prospects in all of minor league baseball. Left-hander Kyle Harrison is on the mound for the Sacramento River Cats. This man has struck out 61 batters in 34 innings this season and allowed only 18 hits. He has short outings. He'll probably only throw around 75 pitches today. He's just 21 years old, and the Giants organization being careful with his arm. Kyle Harrison facing the Rainiers for his first time ever. The Rainiers also have an interesting pitcher in this one. Juan Ten making the start. Just recently made his major league debut, jumping straight from AA to pitch in the Mariners' bullpen. And Ten starting this one. It's a bullpen game for the Rainiers, who do not have a stretched out starting pitcher ready to go in this game. So Ten is going to start it and hopefully go a couple of innings. This will be his AAA debut. Juan Ten for Tecumseh, Kyle Harrison for Sacramento. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on today's roster move and also have a look back at yesterday's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The Tecumseh Rainiers hosting Sacramento tonight, game four of this six-game series. Two games left on the homestand tomorrow night at 6:05 and the Sunday day game at 1:35. Then the Rainiers hit the road for a week. One roster move today. Mike Ford was officially called up by the Mariners, and the Rainiers have added a pitcher, Tyler Driver, from extended spring training to help out in the bullpen. He could get used in tonight's game. Yesterday, the Rivercats won 7-3 to take a 2-1 lead in this series. Not much offense for the Red Ears, just six hits last night. One of them was a two-run homer from Zach DeLoach. They also had a triple hit by Pat Valleca and an RBI double from Brian O'Keefe. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game next.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Sacramento Rivercats, who are 25-29 this year under manager Dave Brundage. They're the San Francisco Giants AAA affiliate. Leading off playing left field is Luis Matos. Batting second, shortstop Tyler Fitzgerald. Hitting third, David Villar. He's at third base. In the cleanup spot on a rehab assignment, Joey Bart. He'll do the catching. Batting fifth is center fielder Shane Matheny. Hitting sixth, designated hitter Jacob Nottingham. Batting seventh, the first baseman Colton Welker. Hitting eighth, right fielder Clint Coulter. And batting ninth, second baseman Ford Proctor. On the mound for the Rivercats, left-hander Kyle Harrison. He's 0-2 with a 3.67 ERA. The Red Ears are 26-28 this season under manager John Russell. Leading off for the Mariners AAA club is Mason McCoy. He's at shortstop. Batting second, the right fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, first baseman Cooper Hummel. Batting cleanup, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Hitting fifth, the center fielder Zach DeLoach. Batting sixth and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. Hitting seventh, left fielder Adam Engel. Batting eighth, third baseman Pat Valleca. And hitting ninth in his AAA debut, second baseman Justin Levy. On the mound, also in his AAA debut, Juan Ten. Umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strike is Dane Ponsack. At first base is the crew chief Cody Oaks, and over at third, it's Matt Bates. Tacoma and Sacramento in the fourth game of this six-game series. Right here is looking for a victory to even up this series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Sacramento Rivercats. And taking the mound for his first time ever here at Cheney Stadium is Juan Ten in his AAA debut, which comes after he has already made his Major League debut, as Ten pitched in nine games for the Mariners out of the bullpen and was just recently optioned to AAA. His very first pitch to Luis Matos is grounded to third. Valleca fields it, throws to first in time for the out. And one man is out on one pitch here in the top of the first inning. So Matos bounces out to third. And now Tyler Fitzgerald will be the batter. In nine games for the Mariners, Ten had no record, a 4.91 ERA and 11 innings of work. Five strikeouts, two walks. And he throws a fastball outside to Fitzgerald. Ten basically serving as the opener in a bullpen game for the Red Ears today. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled off, and the count goes even now, 1-1. 10, however, was a starter his whole pro career until last year when he started pitching in relief for his first time. 1-1 delivery is over for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Ten, 23 years old, spelled T-H-E-N like then, but it's pronounced 10. His next pitch is a slider outside, and the count goes even, 2-2. 10 working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. A Dominican battery for the Red Ears in this one. 2-2 pitch is outside for a ball. 95-mile-per-hour fastball there. Three balls, two strikes to Tyler Fitzgerald. And the pitch is swung on, and this is bounced to the left of the mound, and 10 fields it and throws to first for the out, and two men are gone. In the top of the first inning, Fitzgerald bounces out to the pitcher. And now David Villar will be the batter. Villar hitting .256 in just 10 AAA games this year. He has spent most of the season in the big leagues with the San Francisco Giants. Ten is ready. Here's his pitch, and it's fastball just outside, ball one. Ten actually opened this season with AA Arkansas. So now the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. And he went straight from AA to the big leagues, which is the Mariners' trend with pitchers, especially younger ones. And they're doing it again tomorrow with Brian Wu getting called up to start straight from AA. As here's a swing and a miss by VR. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch coming. And it's a slider down low. Two balls, two strikes. We're using the challenge system today. The human umpire, Dave Ponczak, is calling the balls and strikes, and the pitcher, catcher, and hitter can all ask for a challenge if they want, and then they go to the automated system and get the final verdict. So here's a pitch outside now. Full count, 3-2 to VR. Three, two coming. Swung on and bounced foul, third base side. Payoff pitch, swung on, fouled off again. So VR fouling off pitches and hanging in there. Right here's wearing the red jerseys today with the white pants. 3-2 pitch, swung on, bounced to up the middle. McCoy with a dive, has it, gets on his feet, throws to first, not in time, just barely legging out an infield single. Is David VR. McCoy with a great effort ranging up the middle to his left and diving, popping up onto his feet, throwing to first. But VR did indeed beat it by a hair. So he has the two-out infield single. And now the rehabbing Joey Bart is the hitter. Currently on the San Francisco Giants injured list with a sore groin. And the pitch to Bart is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Bart played in a couple of games for Sacramento back in April, but for the majority of this season has been with San Francisco, although he hasn't been in a game anywhere since May 17th. And he takes a strike now, 0-2. Bart hitting .231, no homers, four runs batted in for the Giants this year, and 78 at bats. 0-2 from 10 is taken outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. 10 trying to put him away. And the pitch is low and outside for a ball. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a heater. 94 miles per hour down and in, and Bart swung through it. And that wraps up the top of the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. Sacramento does not score in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. Raiders coming to the plate.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Sacramento didn't score in the top of the first inning. Nice top of the first delivered by Juan Ten. And now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first, and we are going to get our first ever look at Kyle Harrison, the lefty who is so highly regarded as a major league prospect. And his first pitch to Mason McCoy is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. He leads the league with 61 strikeouts in just 34 and a third innings. 0-1 pitch is inside. Fastball with all kinds of movement and running in on McCoy. He is kind of wild. He's walked 31 and 34 and a third innings, but he's not hittable. He's only allowed 18 hits. The next pitch is outside, 2-1. And the batting average that hitters have against Kyle Harrison this season is just 151. 2-1 pitch to McCoy. Swing and a miss at a heater at 93 on the gun. And the count's even, 2-2. Mason McCoy hitting leadoff today. Cade Marlowe and Cooper Hummel round out the top three. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three at the D's. Oh, boy. McCoy is challenging here in the first inning. So he calls for a challenge. We go to the automated system, and McCoy is correct. He wins the challenge. And so instead of striking out, the count goes full, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Still 3-2. Harrison has made 11 starts this year and pitched only 34 innings, just to give you an idea of how limited his outings have been. 3-2 pitch is inside, ball four. McCoy draws the walk, so the challenge really paid off there. Turns a strikeout into a walk. And there's a runner at first base for Cade Marlowe. Marlowe, left-hand hitter. And he settles in And the pitch, he shows bunt, bunts it, foul. And that is strike one. Marlow hitting 241, three homers, 291 on base percentage. In the lineup in right field today for Tacoma. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And it swung on and fouled off on the third base side. And that makes the count 0-2. Now a light toss to first. Diving back in is McCoy. McCoy's been an excellent base stealer this year. As good as you could be, 13 for 13. Now time called because Bart has an equipment problem behind the plate. But he's resolved it already. No balls, two strikes to Marlow. The 21-year-old Kyle Harrison with his pitch, and it's way inside, and that hit Marlow. It scraped him. So he is being awarded first base, and McCoy takes second, and some wildness right away is giving the Red Ears an opportunity here against Kyle Harrison. Harrison in his last start pitched 3 2/3 innings of one-hit shutout ball against Oklahoma City, but he walked three and struck out five and threw 74 pitches, and they took him out with 2 outs in the fourth inning, even though he'd allowed only one hit. He also tossed 4 no-hit innings with 9 strikeouts in his start prior to that. And he actually won the Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Week award last week for those 2 outings. Here's Cooper Hummel, switch hitter batting right, and it is taken down low for a ball. Harrison, a Bay Area guy from Concord, California, East Bay. But definitely Giants and A's territory as there's a pitch up high for a ball to Hummel. And he got drafted out of high school by San Francisco, third round pick. He had been committed to play at UCLA. He's now going to get a visit from his pitching coach because he's been wild here. And Garvin Alston, the Rivercats pitching coach, is out there to go speak to Harrison, and all the infielders come in as well. Last year, he pitched 113 innings between Class A Eugene and Double A Richmond, and he had 186 strikeouts. That was the second highest total number of strikeouts of anyone in minor league baseball last year. Well, 2-0 the count to Hummel, and we're ready to resume play. 2 on, no one out, and Harrison's pitch is poured in there for a strike, 93-mile-per-hour heater. They say he gets as high as 97. Hasn't been there yet today. 2-1 pitch to Hummel. And it's a swing and a miss, and there's strike two. Count now even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Harrison checks the runner at second, 2-2 pitch, swung on and hit in the air towards right field. Going back on it is Coulter, and he makes the catch at the edge of the warning track. Both runners tag up and advance as McCoy takes third and Marlow takes second. So Hummel flies out, but he hits it deep enough for the runners to move up. And runners are at second and third with 1 out for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe hitting 260 with 10 homers. 33 runs batted in. Had 2 hits yesterday, and he has an RBI opportunity in the first inning today. And the pitch is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Next offering is a swing and a miss. There's a strike. 1-1 now. Scouting reports on Harrison like to reference his low arm slot and release point, which makes it hard to pick up his pitches early. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss at a slider. Count goes to 1-2. O'Keefe trying to make contact here and bring in a run. The 1-2 from Harrison, swing and a miss at another slider. That's strike three, and down goes O'Keefe, and two men are gone in the bottom of the first. Now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. A lot of times when the Red Ears are facing a pitcher for the first time, a AAA rookie like Harrison, some of the Red Ears' younger players have faced him in lower level minor leagues on their way up the ladder, as here's one low to DeLoach. But Harrison's time spent last year was mostly at AA, and the Mariners do not have a team in the same AA league that the Giants do. So here's a pitch in for a strike now, 1-1. DeLoach hitting .294, 5 homers, 31 runs batted in. Well, now this one has been challenged. So we're getting into the challenge system early today. And that pitch is a strike. Now here comes the 1-1. And it's a breaking ball inside. So the Rainiers just lost a challenge there, and they only have two left now. If you are wrong on three challenges as a team, you're done for the day. Next pitch, swung on, hit in the air to the shortstop, Fitzgerald on the infield dirt, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Red Ears had a couple of runners, but they leave them stranded in scoring position. No runs, hits, or errors, two left. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Oh, normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium, so we go to inning number two. 1-10 to face Shane Matheny. First pitch is called a strike on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Matheny, a Bremerton native, hitting .232 for Sacramento with a couple of homers. And he takes up and away for a ball, 1-1. One pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. Juan Ten was signed by the Mariners in 2016 when he was 16 years old. He throws a strike to Matheny, and that evens up the count. He got traded to the Yankees. In 2017, and then traded back to the Mariners in 2019. His next pitch misses for a full count, 3-2. He was in A ball in 2019 when and the next pitch is outside, ball four. Leadoff walk. Matheny walks on the full count pitch. Fastball outside. So he's on, and now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. First, when the Mariners traded Juan Ten to the Yankees, he was just a teenager in the Dominican Summer League. Hadn't even played in the U.S. yet. And he was traded with another minor league pitcher, J.P. Sears, for Nick Rumbelo, a reliever who spent a lot of time with the Rainiers and also got some big league time with the Mariners. So there's a strike to Nottingham. And then Ten was traded back to the Mariners when he was in A-ball in 2019. Sears, a bouncer, high hop to McCoy, who looks at second but only has one play, and he throws to first and gets Nottingham. Matheny advances to second base. McCoy was at least thinking for a moment they might be able to get the force out at second base, but deemed it too risky to try, and so he threw out Nottingham to get at least one sure out on the play. So a runner at second with one away, and now Colton Welker will be the batter. And the pitch from Ten is poured in there for a strike, 95 miles per hour. Mariners got him back in 2019 when they traded the major league outfielder Edwin Encarnacion, who was near the end of his career. They sent him to the Yankees. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch, fastball inside for a ball, 2-1. Now the next pitch misses, ball three. Well, three balls, one strike to Colton Welker, hitting 290 for the Rivercats this year. And the pitch is a slider that catches the bottom of the zone. Actually, it's a sinker there. And the count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff is hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul and out of play. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Still 3-2. Ten checks the runner at second base. Now here comes his 3-2 delivery, and it is outside with a slider. That's ball four. So Welker heads down to first. Two walks here in the second inning have put a couple of men on with one out. And now Clint Coulter will be the batter. Coulter, right-hand hitter, batting 235 with three homers. And Ten's pitch is swung on and blooped out into shallow left center. And coming in is Engel. He can't reach it. It drops in for a hit. And the runners had to be sure the ball wouldn't be caught, so they only advance one base. And the bases are loaded with one out at the top of the second. Little bloop single here for Coulter. Matheny taking third, Welker to second, and Coulter, the Camas native, first pitch swinging, has a single. Bases are loaded for Ford Proctor. Left-hand batter hitting in the number nine spot, batting 231 with one homer. 385 on base percentage. Very good eye, Proctor. And the pitch from 10 is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Well, we'll see if 10 can work his way out of this one. One-oh pitch, up high, two balls, no strikes. Right here's infield at double play depth. 2-0 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Hummel playing first base today. Justin Levy making his AAA debut is at second. McCoy at short, Faleka at third. Outfield straight away, Engel in left, Deloach in center, and Marlowe in right. Juan Ten working with Pedro Severino. 2-1 pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left. Back is Engel, still back, and he makes a nice leaping grab at the track. Tagging at third is Matheny. He's going to score. The other runners retreat to their original bases. It is a sacrifice fly for Ford Proctor and a nice grab in left field by Adam Engel. But the Rivercats have taken the lead 1-0. So two down, runners at first and second for Luis Matos. Matos grounded out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Oh, the Rainiers are going to appeal and see if the runner tagged up. And the plate umpire, Dane Ponczak, says he did. Ten stepped off the rubber, threw it over to Valleca at third, who touched third base, and everyone looked at the umpire to see. And Ponczak gave the safe indication, meaning that Matheny did tag up after the catch was made. Rainiers thought maybe he left early. Here's a slider outside now to Matos. That's ball one. Matos has been an extremely tough out in this series, 10 for 17. Although 10 was able to get him to bounce out to third, opening up the ball game. 1-0 to Matos, outside, two balls, no strikes. And now Severino goes and talks to 10 for a moment. And this is a bullpen game for the Red Ears. 10's normally a reliever, and Tekelma has already started warming up the next pitcher in the bullpen. Well, 2-0 the count to Luis Matos with Welker at second and Coulter at first. 2-0 pitch, swung on and bounced slowly to third. Tough play, Valleca with a bare hand pickup, throw to first, not in time. Matos legs out an infield single on a little bouncer up the third baseline. And the bases are loaded with two outs for Tyler Fitzgerald. Valleca made the charging bare hand pickup and throw to first base, but Matos, the leadoff man, just 21 years old, and he can run a bit, and he beats it out. So now Fitzgerald is the hitter with the bases loaded and two down. And the pitch is swung on, and that's lined into right center, a base hit over to cut it off is Marlowe. Welker scores. And Coulter scores. Going all the way to third is Matos. It's a two-run single for Tyler Fitzgerald. And that makes it 3-0 Rivercats. Sacramento has scored first in every game of this series, and it has happened again here today. They had a 3-0 lead by the second inning yesterday. It was 5-0 in the fourth on Wednesday. And the opener, it was 1-0 in the first and 3-0 by the fifth. Rainiers came back and won one of the games. Runner from first takes off, and the pitch is down low. No throw by Severino. Fitzgerald steals second base. His 10th steal of the year. One and oh to VR. And Ten's next pitch is swung on and bounced foul. VR, the league MVP last year, who has spent most of the season in the big leagues, and this becomes a big batter for the Red Ears right here. If he gets a hit, it could drive in two runs, and all of a sudden you're looking at a 5-run rally. Ten with a 1-1 pitch. And it's outside with a fastball. Two balls, one strike. So 2-1 the count. And the pitch. Misses ball three. First base is open. Pitch is over for a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Coming. Swung on and hit in the air towards left center and deep, and that's going to short hop the fence. Two runs will score. Matos and Fitzgerald have both crossed the plate. David Villar with a two-run double. Five runs have scored here at the top of the second inning. Four of them after there were two outs. And the Rivercats jump out to the big lead early. David Villar hitting one to the gap in left center. And John Russell's out to the mound, and that'll do it for Juan Ten. Diego Castillo has been warming up in the bullpen. We'll take a break for this pitching change here in the second inning. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Five nothing, Sacramento leads Tacoma. We are in the top of the second inning on a gorgeous night for baseball here in the Pacific Northwest. Two games remain on this homestand tomorrow evening at 6:05, and then the Sunday day game at 1:35. Marcus Walden pitches for the Red Ears tomorrow. Darren McCacken on Sunday. Well, the new pitcher for the Red Ears is Diego Castillo. And the righty is appearing in his 11th game for Tacoma, 2-0 with a 3.55 ERA. He'll face Joey Bart, and the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Bart struck out in the first. Juan Ten went 1 2/3, allowed 5 hits, 5 runs all earned. Walked 2, struck out 1. He is responsible for VR, the runner at second base. He looked good in the first inning, getting ground balls. But 2 walks got him into a jam in the second. And then a soft single, a sack fly, a ground ball infield single, and then some clean hits, including the long 2-run double by VR, as Bart bounces 1 foul now. So 1-1 to Bart, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Now the 1-2. Outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two pitch, swing and a foul back. Castillo, major league veteran. With the pitch, and it is hit in the air to left field. Angle lining it up. And he's waiting, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out here at the top of the second inning. Bart flies to left, and that wraps up the frame. 5 runs for Sacramento on 4 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
5-0, Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Pedro Severino, Adam Engel, and Pat Valleca will get their first looks at the 21-year-old pitching prospect Kyle Harrison. Harrison hit the first inning, walked the leadoff man, hit the next one with a pitch, but was able to get through it from there. And now he has a 5-0 lead. Severino settles in. This is his 5th game since joining the Red Ears. He's 3-for-17 at the plate. Right-hand batter. Harrison's pitch is over for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-1. Now a swing and a grounder foul, third base side. Pedro Severino, 29-year-old catcher. Looks out towards Harrison, and the 1-2 pitch outside, two balls, two strikes. Two-two, swing and a foul back, still two balls, two strikes. Harrison hitting 95 with that fastball. He was mostly 93 in the first inning. Two and two the count to Pedro Severino. And the pitch. Swung on and hit in the air towards left center. This is deep. On the move is Matheny. Can't get it. It's gone. Pedro Severino with a homer to left center. His first home run as a member of the Red Ears. And it's a 5-1 ball game. Got a slider from Harrison and sent it out of here to left center. So the Red Ears get a run back right away in the bottom of the second inning, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. Engel standing in, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming from Harrison, and it's popped up in the air on the first base side. Welker over and makes the catch right by the camera well. He had room over there. And Engel is retired, one away at the bottom of the second inning. Well, we talked about how difficult Harrison is to hit. That was just the 19th hit against him in 35 and two-thirds innings this year. The third homer. The other two homers that he gave up both occurred in Reno, where baseball is played with zero gravity. So home run hit here at sea level, Tacoma. First pitch to Valleca, missed for a ball. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Valleca hitting 257 with two homers, 360 on base percentage. 1-1 pitch fouled away, 1-2. Right, here's a going to Reno this week. Six-game series starts Tuesday. Right, here's first trip to the biggest little city this year. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three, slider down, and Valleca whiffs. Second strikeout for Harrison. And now Justin Levy will bat for his first time ever in a Triple-A game. Levy, 25-year-old infielder from Kenosha, Wisconsin. And the pitch to him is down and in for a ball. Signed with the Mariners in 2020 as an undrafted player. That's the year the draft was only five rounds because of COVID. It's the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. So after the five rounds were up, the major league teams went around trying to sign in a free-for-all all the other good college players, and they got Levy, the Mariners did. Here's a swing and a grounder between short and third and threw it to left field. A base hit for Levy in his first Triple-A at bat. He has a single off Kyle Harrison, and he's on. Hit number two for Tacoma today. Now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy walked in the first inning. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Owen won the count. One delivery. is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch inside. Two balls, one strike. So Levy with his lead at first. This isn't just his AAA debut. This is his first game of the season. He's been in extended spring training. He was a really good base stealer last year at Everett. Here's a swing and a foul back by McCoy, and the count's even, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a 94-mile-per-hour heater up in the zone, and McCoy has struck out, wrapping up the bottom of the second inning. The Red Deers get one run back on the Severino homer. There were two hits, no errors, and one man left. We go to the third inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We head to the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1. Diego Castillo on the mound for the Red Deers. He faced one hitter in the second, getting Joey Bart to fly out. Shane Matheny leads off the third, left-hand batter. Olympic High School in Bremerton takes down low for a ball, 1-0. He's one of two Washington natives with Sacramento who are both playing their first professional series here at Cheney Stadium. Pitch to Matheny is down and in for a ball. 2-0. Matheny's gone 2-for-11 in this series. He did walk and score last inning. He drew the leadoff walk that started the rally. Next pitch from Castillo is over for a strike, and it's 2-1. Next delivery, hit up the middle and right to the shortstop McCoy, who is positioned perfectly and had the liner come right to him, and one man is out at the top of the third inning. So now Nottingham is the batter. Nottingham began the year with the Red Deers, moved on to Sacramento, and since he became a Rivercat, he has been hitting the cover off the ball, 10-for-17, and he takes the first pitch from Castillo outside, ball one. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Next pitch coming, swung on and bounced foul. 1-2. Now this one is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Castillo trying to put him away. The 1-2 pitch outside in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Castillo works primarily with a fastball and a slider. He's got a lot of movement on his slider. 2-2 pitch is the slider, and Nottingham gets a piece of it and fouls it off. Still 2-2. Castillo into his motion again, and the 2-2 is a check swing. He went. That's strike three, and Nottingham has struck out for the second out at the top of the third inning. So Castillo gets his first strikeout of this outing. Went to the slider again there. And it's a hard slider. That was 90 miles per hour. And now Colton Welker is the batter. He walked and scored last inning. And there's a fastball low, ball one. One oh pitch over for a called strike. 1-1. One delivery inside. Did it hit him? Yes, it did, says home plate umpire Dane Ponsack, and Welker is being awarded first base with two outs. So he's on, and now Clint Coulter will be the batter. He had a bloop single and scored a run last inning. Coulter, the other Washington native, in his first pro series at Cheney Stadium as a visiting player. He has a lot of AAA time in the International League. So there's a strike to Coulter from Castillo. This is Coulter's first year playing in the PCL at age 29. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 from Castillo. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider. Three pitch strikeout to wrap up the top of the third inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. And we make our way to the bottom of the third. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool?
Yeah, one more time.
Is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the third. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1. Cade Marlowe, Cooper Hummel, and Brian O'Keefe to face Kyle Harrison here in the bottom of the third. Marlowe was hit by a pitch his first time up. Harrison's pitch is swung on and bounced back to the mound. And the lefty fields it, jogs halfway to first, and underhands to Welker for the putout. One pitch, one out in the third, which Harrison, I'm sure, is pleased about because he threw 43 pitches over the course of the first two innings. And now he gets a one pitch out. And the pitch to Hummel is in there for a called strike. Next pitch. This is for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now there's one outside. Slider. Two balls, one strike to Hummel. Flied to deep right his first time up. Next pitch from the lefty is a swing and a miss at a 94 mile per hour heater. Counts even, 2-2. Two-two delivery. Inside, ball three. And the payoff is fouled out of play. Still 3-2. And the pitch is outside, ball four. So Hummel draws a walk. That's the second walk issued by Harrison tonight. And Hummel does a lot of walking. That's his 33rd walk in 32 games that he's played in this year. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe, right-hand hitter, takes a big rip and comes up empty. That's strike one. He struck out swinging his first time up. Runner goes, pitches a swing and a miss for a strike. Throw to second is in time. They got him. Hummel thought he was safe, but Proctor applied the tag. And that is the second out of the inning. Joey Bart throws out Cooper Hummel trying to steal. John Russell's going to argue. The throw came in on a short hop, and Hummel slid in feet first. It looked like his foot might have been on the bag before the tag was actually applied kind of high on his leg. Russell with a quick argument with the base umpire. He's walking off now. Here's another look at it on MILB TV. Bart's throw coming in on the short hop, and yeah, the Red Ears think that the tag was high up on his leg and his foot was already on the base. So here's a ball pulled foul down the left field line by O'Keefe. And the count's 0-2. We've got the challenge system for balls and strikes working today, but we don't have instant replay challenge for plays on the bases in this league. Not yet. There's one outside for a ball, 1-2. It's actually kind of ironic. Just now, check swing is down low, and oh, they say he went around, and that is strike three. And O'Keefe has struck out, rung up by the first base umpire to close out the third, and that's strikeout number four for Harrison. So no runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. And we head to the fourth inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop,
walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Sacramento with the lead over Tecoma. We go to the fourth inning. Diego Castillo's been in there for 1 1/3. They're going to try to get a little more out of him. Here's his first pitch to Ford Proctor, and it's in there for a called strike. Castillo has thrown 23 pitches so far in this relief outing. Next pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left field, lining it up his angle. And he squeezes it for the out, and one man's gone at the top of the fourth inning. Proctor flies out to left. And now Luis Matos will be the batter. Matos 1-for-2 with an infield single. Here's the pitch, and it is up and away for a ball. Next pitch coming, low and away. Two-oh coming from Castillo, and there's a called strike. 2-1. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. We had a triple play in the Pacific Coast League last night. Two-one pitch to Matos. Fouled away, 2-2. The TP, if you will. That means triple play, guys. The triple play happened in Oklahoma City, with Reno batting with the bases loaded. No one out, obviously. You can't have a triple play unless there's no one out. There's your baseball insight for today. They had the bases loaded. Reno at the plate. There's a pop-up foul, first base side, and under it is Hummel, and he makes the catch in the coach's box, and that's out number two. Matos retired, and now Tyler Fitzgerald will be the batter. So the batter hits a bases-loaded grounder to the third baseman. The runner's coming from second is coming right at the third baseman. He tags him out, throws to second for out number two, who then relays it to first for out number three. And around the horn, 5-4-3, triple play turned by the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Here's one outside to Fitzgerald. And the irony is that that occurred in a game in which Oklahoma City made 4 errors. They had 4 errors and a triple play. Here's one inside to Fitzgerald. And this is actually mind-boggling because 3 of the 4 errors were made by the right fielder. Drew Avins playing right for Oklahoma City last night. How does a right fielder make three errors in one game? 2-0 pitch is hit in the air to shallow left center. Here comes Angle. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. Dan Fitzgerald bloops one in there with two outs. That's the second hit like that that Sacramento has had in this game. Fitzgerald on, and now the dangerous David Villar comes to the plate. Villar's two for two with the two-run double in the second. Castillo with his pitch. No, a move to first instead, and back in is Fitzgerald. Oklahoma City won that game, by the way, over Reno 7-5, opening up an eight-game lead in the standing. The Dodgers were led by Johnny DeLuca, who had three hits, including a homer, and four runs batted in. Liner to first, caught by Hummel, and that's the final out in the top of the fourth inning. Villar hits an end-of-the-bat liner right to the first baseman, Hummel. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Five-1 Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Zach DeLoach, Pedro Severino, and Adam Engel will face Kyle Harrison, who's now at 56 pitches through three innings. And I was told he was likely to throw around 75 in this game. Here's his pitch to DeLoach, and it is in there for a strike. Next pitch coming from Harrison. And this is a check swing on a pitch outside, and he held up in time. So one ball, one strike. Next offering is up high. Two balls, one strike to DeLoach, who had a two-run homer last night and has reached base in 18 straight games. Now a bouncer towards third. He might like this out. Barehand pickup by VR, and then he just heaves it towards first base, but it's too late. An infield single for DeLoach. So he's on to start the bottom of the fourth. Red Ears have their third hit. Now here's Severino, who homered in the second inning for the Red Ears' lone run so far in this game. More from the PCL scoreboard from last night. So now the pitch is fouled away. Round Rock beat Sugarland 8-4. They're in third place, Round Rock, but 10 games out. They had a homer and three runs batted in from Sam Huff last night. Justin Foscue had two hits with a triple, scored a couple of runs. So now the pitch to Severino is high. This was a kind of a fun box score. Salt Lake beat Albuquerque 7-6 in 10 innings. This game was played in Salt Lake City. So here's a bouncer foul. And the young Salt Lake outfielder, AAA rookie Jordan Adams, drove in all seven runs for Salt Lake in a 7-6, 10-inning win. He hit a three-run homer in the second inning, another three-run homer in the sixth inning, and then with the score tied 6-6 at the bottom of the 10th and the bases loaded, he walked to force in the winning run. Two three-run homers and a walk-off walk for Jordan Adams. Here's one outside to Severino. Counts even now, 2-2. Adams hitting 232 for Salt Lake, but now with 11 homers and 40 runs batted in after that last night. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Severino, still 2-2. And former Rainier Jansen Witte's been hot for El Paso, and he had a homer and five runs batted in last night as El Paso won at Las Vegas 12-2. Here's one inside for a ball to Severino. Also, the veteran Preston Tucker had four hits and a homer for El Paso. 3-2 pitch to Severino is a called strike three at the D. Severino thought it was ball four. He immediately signals for a challenge, so we're going to go to the automated ball strike system, and we are now looking at the pitch, and it is indeed a strike. It caught the bottom edge of the zone. Any piece of the baseball catches that rectangle, it's a strike. And that's a lost challenge. Severino has struck out. So that's the right here, second incorrect challenge of this game. And now the right here's have to be correct on all of their remaining challenges, or if they're wrong one more time, they can no longer challenge. Pitch to Adam Engel is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So that was strikeout number five for Harrison in 3 1/3 innings, who's nearing the end of his outing. There's bullpen activity down the right field line here at Cheney Stadium, where the Rivercats relievers are stationed. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way to Engel. Swing and a miss. Looks like Nick Avila is warming up. O-2 pitch is hit in the air to shallow left. Back goes Fitzgerald in his Matos, and it's the shortstop Fitzgerald who makes the catch for the second out. Adam Engel is retired, two away. And now Pat Valleca is the batter. Valleca struck out earlier, he's 0 for 1. Pitch to Valleca is down in the dirt for a ball. Now a toss to first, and Deloach back in standing up. Now a swing and a roller to the right side, and that's going to get through into right field. Deloach is around second. He takes third, and it's a single for Pat Valleca. And Tacoma has runners at the corners with two outs for Justin Levy. Levy singled in his first Triple-A at bat in the second inning. He's debuting here this evening. just joined the team yesterday. Here's the pitch, and it is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 offering. Down low, pickoff throw to third, and getting back in with a head first dive is Deloge. Reiner's trying to rally with two outs. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Low ball three. On deck is Mason McCoy. Now the 3-0. High and away, ball four. That loads him up. Levy heads down to first. Valleca takes second. Holding at third is Deloge. Bases are loaded for Mason McCoy, and Dave Brundage is on his way to the mound. The manager of the River Cats is going to bring in the right-hander as Harrison's right around 75 pitches now, and that'll do it for him for today. 3 2/3 innings. You can see the promise. Very good stuff, but has not refined the control enough yet, and that's why he's still working in the minor leagues. But a very good pitching prospect for the Giants. Avila coming in from the pen. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Bases loaded, two out. Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
5-1, Sacramento leads Tacoma. We're at the bottom of the fourth inning. Right here's have the bases loaded at two outs. Nick Avila is the right-hander on the mound for Sacramento, just summoned from the bullpen to face Mason McCoy. And the first pitch to McCoy is taken for a called strike. Avila, a reliever, but leads the league in wins. He's 6-0 with a 3.71 ERA. This is his 21st appearance, which leads his team. Here's the 0-1 pitch to McCoy, and it's a swing and a miss. And that is strike two. A sinking cutter there from Avila. Right, here's have Deloach at third, Valleca at second, and Levy at first. Bases loaded, two outs. The 0-2 pitch to McCoy is outside. One ball, two strikes. McCoy was hitless last night, ended a little 6-game hitting streak he was working on.
Yeah.
Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. 96 mile per hour heater. And McCoy has struck out, ending the bottom of the fourth. Right here's leave them loaded. No runs, two hits, and three left. We go to the fifth inning. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We move on to the fifth inning of play. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Rainiers. It's the rehabbing Mariner, Andres Munoz, to work the top of the fifth in his second rehab outing for the Rainiers. He pitched a 3-up, 3-down inning in the series opener on Tuesday, his first rehab performance. In that game, he struck out two of the three batters he faced. And he threw mostly sliders in that outing. Now he faces Joey Bart in a rehab battle. And the first pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. First pitch slider from Munoz. Now the next one on its way. And there's another slider for a called strike. And the count's even now, 1-1. Munoz just an instrumental part of the Mariners' bullpen, and they've missed him while he's been on the injured list with minor shoulder injury, but enough to keep him on the shelf as there's a swing and a miss and another slider. Three straight sliders. It's one ball, two strikes on Joey Bart. Bart uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box. Now he's back in there and ready to hit again. 1-2 pitch is fouled off the front of the Sacramento dugout. One and two to Bart and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down he goes. And now Shane Matheny will be the batter. All sliders there to Bart. Well, there was one fastball mixed in there, and four sliders. Here's the pitch to Matheny, and it is up and away and to the backstop. A fastball at 98 on the gun. One another count. Matheny is lined out and walked and scored a run. Next pitch is outside for a ball to Adil. 2-0 delivery. Fastball outside. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch is outside, ball four. These are fastballs that he's missing the zone with. And it's a walk to Matheny with one out of the fifth. So now Jacob Nottingham will bat. He's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch from Munoz is a slider low and away. One-oh pitch with a runner going, swung on and fouled away. That evens things up, 1-1. Sacramento scored all five runs in the second inning, four of them after there were two outs. Rainiers got their run in the bottom of that inning on a solo homer by Severino. Throw to first now, and back in with a dive is Matheny. Now the Rainiers are beginning bullpen action. Here's the 1-1, and it's a swing and a miss with the runner going. Throw down to second base. In time, they got him. Severino throws out Matheny, trying to steal second base for the second out of the inning. The tag applied by the second baseman, Justin Levy. So two men are gone, and the count's 1-2 on Nottingham. And Munoz with the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul on a slider. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 again. Fastball just off the plate outside, 99 on the gun. And the count's even, 2-2. Now the pitch swung on, grounded to third. And that's scooped up by Valleca, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Nottingham bounces out, and Munoz works a scoreless top of the fifth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, 5-1, Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Cade Marlowe, Cooper Hummel, and Brian O'Keefe. Marlowe stands in, and the first pitch from the right-hander, Avila, misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch misses for ball two. 2-0 the count. And now Marlowe swings and misses for a strike. 2-1 now. And this pitch is swung on and fouled into the seats on the third base side. Here comes the 2-2 to Marlowe, and it is a little bit outside and high. Full count, 3-2. Now the 3-2 swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Avila has struck out both batters he has faced since entering this game. Hummel, switch hitter, bats left, and he fouls one off on the third base side. There's strike one. Hummel is 0-for-1 in this game with a flyout and a walk. Switch hitter bats left. Avila's pitch is a breaking ball down low. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming from Avila, and it is in there for a called strike. And now Hummel asks for a challenge. And if he's wrong here, the Red Ears are out of challenges and will be done for the night. And he was not wrong. That was indeed a ball. So Hummel gets the call turned over, and now it's two balls, one strike. That's a swing count from 1-2 to 2-1. That's a big change. And now he swings and lofts one to deep right field. Back this goes, and it's gone. Cooper Hummel has connected for his first homer as a Rainier. That makes it a 5-2 ball game. Red Ears have hit two solo homers today, and in both cases, it's been the player's first as a member of the team. Pedro Severino earlier, and now Cooper Hummel here in the fifth. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. He's 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. And he swings and fouls one away. Now the 0-1 is a check swing, and he went. That's strike two. O'Keefe steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now this pitch misses for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Pitch misses. So 2-2 to O'Keefe. Still only one out of this inning. Rainiers have Deloach on deck. Here comes the pitch, and it's a slider down low. Full count. Now the 3-2. That's a called strike three, and down goes O'Keefe. And that's the second out in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Deloach will come to the plate. Deloach is 1-for-2 with an infield single. Pitch to Deloach is taken down low. One oh pitch coming. Down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Deloach had his 14-game hitting streak end on Tuesday. That's the longest hitting streak by a Tacoma player this year, or last year for that matter. And now he swings and hits one in the air to center. Coming in is Matheny, and he reaches down and makes the catch knee high for the final out here in the bottom of the fifth. Rainiers get one run back on the Hummel homer. It was the only hit, and there was no one left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. And the Rainiers have a new pitcher in here, trailing 5-2 to Sacramento. Rob Kaminsky takes over, and he'll face Colton Welker. And first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Welker's reached twice with a walk, and he's been hit by a pitch. Kaminsky now with his Next delivery, and this is outside for a ball. 2-0 the count to Welker. And now there's ball three. Kaminsky is appearing in his 15th game for Tacoma. He's 2-0 with a 4.91 ERA. Next pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. Andres Munoz went one scoreless inning with one walk, one strikeout. 15 pitches. So there's a foul tip. And he had eight strikes. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes to Welker. And Kaminsky's pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Yes, he did get a piece of that. So still a full count to Welker. Welker was with Albuquerque last year and had a big series against the Rainiers down in Albuquerque with a couple of homers. 3-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Kaminsky with the payoff again, and it is swung on and hit foul on the third base side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. And again, the payoff is a breaking ball called strike three on the outside edge, and immediately Welker signals for a challenge. This is the first challenge by a Sacramento player today, and he wins the challenge. It was indeed outside, and that's ball four, not a strikeout. So Welker heads down to first base. So that, some would say, is the beauty of the challenge system. It went wrong for the Rainiers, but a player got an incorrect call overturned and basically just turned a strikeout into a walk. And that's a huge swing of events as the first pitch to Coulter is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a fly to shallow right. In comes Marlowe. He's there, and he makes the catch, and Coulter is retired. One out in the top of the sixth, and now Ford Proctor is the batter. Swing and a miss at breaking ball. There's strike one to Ford Proctor. Oh, one pitch over for strike two. O-2 pitch, and the dirt for a ball, 1-2. So 1 ball, 2 strikes, runner at first, 1 out. Two is outside. 92 mile per hour fastball from Kaminsky. 2 balls, 2 strikes. there's a check swing. Did he go? No. So full count, 3-2 to Proctor. Time called. Proctor steps out for a moment. Now the pitch is ball four. And two walks have put a couple of men on here with one out of the sixth inning. This is how their five-run rally started in the second. A couple of walks sandwiched around and out. Now Luis Matos comes to the plate, and the Red Ears pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, is going to go to the mound and talk things over with Rob Kaminsky. Dangerous hitter at the plate in Matos, who has been quiet in this one, 1-for-3 with an infield single. So the conference on the mound is ongoing and now broken up by the plate umpire, Dane Ponczak. Matos settling into the batter's box now. Welker at second, Proctor at first, one out at the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 in there for a strike, counts even now, 1-1. One pitch is hit in the air towards left. This is well struck. Engel moving into the alley, but he's going to have to play it off the fence. Coming around third is Welker. He's going to score. Behind him is Proctor. Rainiers have a chance. Relay to the plate. Not in time. Proctor slides in safely. And in at second base with a two-run double is the young hitting machine, Luis Matos. And it is 7-2 Sacramento. Matos were open a double to the gap in left center to drive in a pair of runs. And now Tyler Fitzgerald is the batter. He's 2-for-3 with a couple of runs batted in. And he shows bunt, bunts it up the third baseline, but it goes foul. Oh, and 1-1 the count to Fitzgerald. So Matos updating the numbers now, 12-for-20 in this series against Tacoma pitching. And he has 7 runs batted in with a homer in the first 4 games of this series. Oh, 1 pitch to Fitzgerald is a swing and a miss. There's strike 2. Swing and a grounder, right side, and through into right field. A base hit for Fitzgerald. Matos will stop at third base. And Fitzgerald has the single to right. And runners are at the quarters with one out for David Villar. VR 2-for-3 with a double and a couple runs batted in. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 pitch is hit well towards left center field. This is deep, and it is gone. A three-run homer for David Villar. And it is now 10-2. Villar with a single, a double, a homer, and five runs batted in this game. The Pacific Coast League Most Valuable Player Award winner last year. Doing damage here at Cheney Stadium. That's his fourth homer in just 11 AAA games this year. So two five-run innings for Sacramento. One in the second and now one here in the sixth. Still only one out, and now Joey Bart will bat. He's 0-for-3 with a couple strikeouts, and now he gets in on it by lacing a line drive base hit to left field. And Bart has his first hit of his rehab assignment. And now Shane Matheny is the batter. Matheny's 0-for-1 with two walks. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Left versus left here for Kaminsky, and he throws a breaking ball for a called strike. Count moves to 0-2. Oh, two pitches in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Now a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the second out in the top of the sixth inning. Kaminsky K's Shane Matheny. So two down for Jacob Nottingham, the ninth man to come to the plate in the top of the sixth inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one, big uppercut there from Nottingham. Next pitch, breaking ball outside. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Right here's warming up Steven Kolek in the bullpen. One, two is outside, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is popped up foul, and that's out of play. Still 2-2. Kaminsky trying to close out this long top of the sixth. The pitch is grounded to third, just barely fair. Fielded by Valleca, throws to first on one hop, and it gets past Hummel. Ball rolls into foul ground. Going to third is Barth. The Red Ears throw it down to second base and tag out Nottingham for the final out of the inning. Nottingham saw the ball skip past Hummel, and he kept going to second. Hummel went into foul ground, picked up the ball, turned it, threw it to second. Nottingham seemed to be kind of moving slowly into the second base bag where he was tagged out by Mason McCoy for the final out at the top of the sixth inning. But in the inning, five-run score for Sacramento on four hits and two walks, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with the score Sacramento 10, Tacoma 2.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We're at the bottom of the sixth. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 2. Pedro Severino leading off for the Red Ears against a new pitcher, Phoenix Sanders. There's also a new catcher, Ricardo Henevez, replacing the rehabbing Joey Bart, who caught the first five innings and went 1-for-4 at the plate. Pitch is popped up in the home plate area, and here's Henevez in foul ground making the catch, and Severino is retired, one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Phoenix Sanders, the new pitcher, he replaces Nick Avila, who went 1 1/3, allowing one hit and one run, which was earned. It was a solo homer. There were no walks and three strikeouts. And now Sanders is appearing in his fourth game since joining the River Cats. He'll face Adam Engel now, and the pitch is up and away for a ball. And Henevez, by the way, hitting in the number four spot, just to finish that, replacing Bart. It's the next pitch. Here's ball two, 2-0 the count to Engel, and there's ball three outside. And finally, we have to deal with the final play in the top of the sixth inning. So here's one in there for a strike. They rule that Nottingham reached first base on an E5 and then out at second base. Play going 3-4, first baseman to the second baseman. Well, the next pitch is ball four to Engel. So he heads down to first base. Red Ears have a man on with one out for Pat Valleca. And the pitch to Valleca misses for a ball, 1-0. Delivery. Called a strike. That evens things up 1-1. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Really good starting pitching performance last night at AA Arkansas. Now the 1-1 is up and in, 2-1. Juan Mercedes started for Arkansas last night, went six innings and allowed one run. He might be the ace there now with Bryce Miller called up, and now Brian Wu called up. So there's a swing and a foul tip by Valleca. The Mariners AA team beat Midland A's affiliate 7-1. They're a dozen games over 500, 30-18 after that. 2-2 pitch, breaker fouled off. Hitting stars for the Mariners affiliate, Spencer Packard had two hits with a homer. He's batting 302 with a 907 OPS. Isaiah Gilliam hit a two-run homer, his sixth. 2-2 to Valleca, up and in, ball three. And reliever Nathan Adcock pitched a three up, three down ninth inning, lowering his ERA to 2.70. He's a very hard thrower who we could see here someday, as there's a foul back by Valleca. Three, two coming. Up and in, ball four. Two straight walks here with one out of the six. Then the Rainiers have a couple of men on. Valleca heads down to first base. And now Justin Levy will be the hitter. He has singled and walked so far in his AAA debut. Levy, right-hand hitter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Oh, one over for a strike, going two. The Everett Aqua Sox were in a kind of wild game last night at home against Hillsboro. It didn't go their way in the end. So now the 0-2 is fouled off. High scoring affair at Funko Park. Everett was trailing 11-6 going to the bottom of the eighth, and they scored six runs in the bottom of the eighth to take a 12-11 lead against the Diamondbacks affiliate. So there's one up and away. All that coming back to take the lead at the bottom of the eighth just to lose it at the top of the ninth. They allowed two runs in the top of the ninth and lost 13-12. 1-2 pitch fouled away. Alberto Rodriguez continues to have his bounce back season with Everett. Doubled and hit two homers yesterday. He has 17 doubles and 10 homers this year. He drove in five. He's batting 335. For the Aqua Sox, he might get himself promoted. 1-2 pitch. Popped up in the air down the right field line. Coulter can't get it, but it's a foul ball. And the count is still 1-2. And Loe Modesto won last night on the road against Stockton, the A's affiliate. They won 10-3. Gabriel Gonzalez had two hits with a double, a walk. The 19-year-old is hitting 363 for Modesto. So now the 1-2 pitch is hit in the air down the right field line again, slicing foul. This one goes out of play. Modesto also had a big game from the catcher, Tatum Levins. Three hits and a homer, four runs batted in. So all of the lower level affiliates won yesterday. The Mariners were off yesterday, so we missed a clean sweep in the organization just because the Rainiers lost to Sacramento last night. Here's one that misses for a ball, 2-2. Two on, one out, bottom of the sixth. The Sacramento 10, Tacoma 2. Rainier's trying to chip away at this big deficit. Levy takes one outside, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is outside, ball four. That loads them up. Mason McCoy will be the hitter. This is his second time batting with the bases loaded tonight. He struck out with the bases loaded in the fourth. Well, we're going to get a visit to the mound by the pitching coach for Sacramento, Garvin Alston, out to talk to Phoenix Sanders. He's just walked the bases loaded with an 8-run lead. That'll never make a pitching coach happy or a manager. McCoy, 0-for-2 in this game, two strikeouts and a walk. McCoy stands in, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch, over for a strike, it's 0-2. Now the pitch fouled away, still no balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch, breaking ball up and in. McCoy taking that one. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is hit in the air, foul behind the plate. Henevas over by the dugout, and it pops out of his mitt. He had to make a late kind of slide on the warning track, and it was in the mid and popped out. And an error is being charged to Henevas on the foul ball. McCoy stays alive. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. They got him with a slider, and two men are gone in the sixth. Now Cade Marlowe is the batter, but Dave Brundage is going to bring in a fresh arm to face Marlowe. And we've got a break in the action for a pitching change. With the bases loaded and two outs at the bottom of the sixth inning, it's Sacramento 10, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 10, Tacoma 2. New pitcher in there for the River Cats, because the Red Ears have loaded the bases with two outs and have Cade Marlowe coming up. Cole Waits is in from the bullpen, hard-throwing righty. 1-3 with a 5.29 ERA, but seven straight scoreless appearances for Sacramento since coming down from the big leagues. And his first pitch to Marlowe is hit in the air towards center. Matheny moving deep, and it's over his head, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. Engel scores, Valleca scores, Levy scores. Marlowe ends up at third with a triple, and it's a 10-5 ball game. Cade Marlowe with the three-run triple over the head of Shane Matheny just to the left of straightaway center in the deep part of the park. And that is Marlowe's fourth triple of the season, and a big one there. Now Cooper Hummel is the batter, and he takes a pitch up and away. Ball one. Those runs get charged to Phoenix Sanders. The previous pitcher is now Hummel fouls one out of play. The count's even, 1-1. Good to see Marlowe get a big hit. He'd been scuffling a little bit recently. Here's one up high for a ball to Hummel. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch is down and in. 3-1. And the 3-1 pitch is swung on and chopped foul, first base side down the line. Full count now, 3-2. And the payoff pitch is a check swing foul. Almost started to swing at the pitch that was kind of riding high and tight. He stopped his bat, and the pitch hit his bat and went foul. Now the 3-2 is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Backing up is Proctor. In comes Coulter, and Proctor, the second baseman, makes the catch for the final out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, the Red Ears get three runs back, three runs on just one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the seventh. It's Sacramento 10, Tacoma 5.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the seventh inning. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 5. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Stephen Kolek, to face Colton Welker. Kolek's first pitch is a fastball up and away, ball one. Kolek in relief of Rob Kaminsky. And the pitch is in for a strike to Welker, 1-1. Kolek's in his 10th appearance, 1-2 with a 12.79 ERA. Throws a breaking ball inside. And Kolek getting his first taste of AAA action in his career this season. Began the year at AA Arkansas. And the next pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, 2-2. Kolek, a starter for Arkansas last year, moved to the bullpen this year and really had a nice run with the Travelers to begin the year. Got himself promoted. Two balls, two strikes to Colton Welker. And there's a pitch outside, ball three. Welker 0-for-0 in the box score. Two walks, a hit by pitch. Two runs scored. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, down he goes. 95 mile per hour heater from Kolek. So one out at the top of the seventh inning. And now Clint Coulter is the batter. Coulter 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And the pitch is a breaking ball down low. Next offering, outside. Two balls, no strikes. And there's a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 2-1. Now a foul out of play. Counts even, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Swung on and bounced up the middle. There's McCoy to cut it off, and he throws to first for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the seventh inning. Coulter grounds out to Mason McCoy. And now Ford Proctor is the batter. Proctor's 0-for-1 with a walk, a sac fly, an RBI, and a run scored. And first pitch called a strike, and Proctor is going to challenge it. He thought it was high. He's right. So Proctor wins the challenge. It is ball one. Players are 4-for-6 on their challenges tonight, combining both teams. One-oh pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Here's a pop-up on the third base side, and Valleca is making the catch in fair territory on the outfield grass after a late adjustment, and that's the final out in the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down for Kolek. We hit the stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score Sacramento 10, Tacoma 5.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Two guys drove to work.
Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium, and it's 10-5. Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go now to the bottom of the seventh. Here's O'Keefe leading things off, and the first pitch from Cole Waits is down low for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe 0 for 3 with three whiffs tonight. Had two hits yesterday. The pitch from Waits is taken down low. Two balls, no strikes. Mariners lost today in the road trip opener at Texas. Didn't score any runs. 2-0 was the final. Pitched really well. Sears a grounder to third. That's scooped up by VR. Throw to first in time for the out. Luis Castillo took one of those losses that Felix Hernandez used to get stuck with all the time. He went seven innings and allowed one run and ended up taking his third loss of the year. Mike Ford played for the M's. They started him at designated hitter. He went 1-for-3 with a single. The Mariners only had three hits, but Ford did get one of them. So here's the pitch to Deloach. Up high for a ball. Now the 1-0. High, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is up and away, ball three. Mariners ran into John Gray, the former Rocky, who's now with the Rangers, who's been a hot pitcher for them recently. And he tossed seven scoreless innings of two-hit ball today. Here's a pitch down and into Deloach, ball four. So he's aboard. Gray for the Rangers is now 6-1 with a 2.51 ERA. So the Mariners are now one game over 500 at 29-28. Here's Severino. He's 1-for-3 with a homer in the second inning. And the pitch is a check swing. He went around. That's strike one. Rainier's down five in the bottom of the seventh. Have a runner at first. Next pitch is a slider for a strike. 0-2 the count. And there's a fastball called strike three, and Severino knew it. He has struck out looking, and two men are out at the bottom of the seventh. Now Adam Engel is the batter. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. And Next pitch is swung out and popped up on the infield to the right of the mound, and the first baseman, Welker, makes the catch. And that does it for Engel and the Rainiers here in the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We head to the eighth. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 5.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 5. Luis Matos and the top of the order coming up for Sacramento. Matos, Fitzgerald, and VR. And the pitch to Matos is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is grounded to short. That's fielded by McCoy. He chucks it to first in time for the out, and one man's gone at the top of the eighth inning. So Matos now 2-for-5 on the day. Here's Fitzgerald. He has 3 hits. Sacramento with 10 hits in this game. They've really been piling up the hits of this series with double-digit hits in every game so far. And the pitch to Fitzgerald is up high for a ball. Statistically, they've been one of the poorest hitting clubs in the PCL this year, but the numbers are improving recently. So here's a pitch down low for a ball. And getting VR back from the big leagues really helps the Sacramento lineup a lot. So here's a swing and a foul out of play on the first base side. Two-one pitch, high ball 3. Now a swing and a ball stroked through the right side of the infield and into right field, and Fitzgerald has his 4th hit of the night. 4-for-5 with 4 singles. Here comes VR, who has singled, doubled, and homered in this one and driven in 5. He's a triple shy of hitting for the cycle, which happens so frequently over the course of a season. His last triple came, well, he doesn't have one this year. He hit 2 last year, 1 in AAA and 1 in the big leagues. Pitches in for a strike. He's been playing professionally since 2016. No, wait, that's college. Never mind. He's been playing professionally since 2018. And he has hit 4 career triples. And now takes a strike, and it's 0-2. So his chances of hitting the triple for this cycle are not very good, statistically. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but it's unlikely in his case. 0-2 pitch. Well, it's not happening now. He just struck out looking. Two away at the top of the eighth. And now Ricardo Henavez will bat for his first time today. He entered the game after Joey Bart, who's on a rehab assignment, caught the first five innings, and then he came out and Henavez entered in his spot. Pitch to Henavez is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. One pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Right, here's have Valleca, Levy, and McCoy do up in the bottom of the eighth. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One pitch is bounced up the middle, and that's fielded at second base by Levy. Long throw to first in time for the out. Nice play by the young second baseman ranging behind the bag and throwing out Henavez at first to wrap up the top of the eighth. The no runs out of hit and one left, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning with the score Sacramento 10, Tacoma 5.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Sacramento 10, Tacoma 5 here at Cheney Stadium. Right here is coming to bat now with Pat Valleca set to start things off. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Rivercats. It's right-hander Clay Helvey, who's making his 17th appearance of the year. No record, a 13.21 ERA. He's had control problems. 20 walks, 13 strikeouts in 15 and two-thirds innings. And his first pitch to Valleca is down and in for a ball. It's 1-0. 95-mile-per-hour heater from Helvey. A 1-0 pitch inside and high for a ball. Helvey, 26-year-old righty. Now swinging a pop fly down the right field line, and Coulter's into foul ground, and he makes the catch in foul territory for the first out at the bottom of the eighth. Valleca fouls out to the right fielder. Justin Levy now the batter. He's had a nice Triple-A debut today and season debut. Levy has singled, and twice he has walked. He has scored a run, and he's also made a nice play at second base. Levy, right-hand batter out of the University of Louisville. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. One pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch coming is lined up the middle, but it's flagged down by Proctor, and he threw it to first, but the umpire ruling that Proctor caught it on the fly, so it's a line out to the second baseman for Levy. Two down in the eighth, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. 0-3 with a walk. Reminder, tomorrow's game is at 6:05. Marcus Walden on the hill for the Red Ears, and it's Sacramento's turn to have their starting pitcher be to be determined. So there's a pitch in for a strike to McCoy. Actually, no, they've now listed one. It's Tristan Beck for Sacramento tomorrow. As here's a pitch that misses for a ball. Now this pitch is swung on and drilled to left, and back it goes, and gone. And McCoy with a solo shot to left field. His sixth of the year. The Red Ears' third home run of the night. It is 10-6 after this solo job. And McCoy probably thinking to himself, why didn't I do that either of the previous two times I was up with the bases loaded? Well, it does bring the Red Ears a little closer. And here's Cade Marlowe. Hit a three-run triple his last time up, but he takes up and away for a ball. That was the Red Ears' 70th homer of the year as a team. They're fifth in the 10-team league in homers. Right in the middle. There's a pitch in for a strike, 1-1. Now the pitch is down and in for a ball. 2-1 to Marlowe. Now the pitch is smashed into right field, but it's right at Coulter, who grabs this line drive for the final out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Another well-struck ball from Marlowe, but this time it's an out. One run for the Red Ears in the eighth on the homer by McCoy. The only hit and no one left. We go to the ninth inning. It's Sacramento 10, Tacoma 6.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
On we go to the ninth inning. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 6. Big crowd on hand, 6,743 for this fireworks night at Cheney Stadium. New pitcher in for the Red Ears, Tyler Driver, in to work the top of the ninth. And his first pitch to Matheny is down low for a ball, 1-0. Matheny's 0-2 with two walks and a run scored. Now the 1-0. In for a called strike, and the count's even now, 1-1. Driver just joined the Rainiers today from extended spring training as he throws a pitch down low to Matheny. But he's pitched in 11 games this year with the Everett Aqua Sox. And he made his AAA debut for Tacoma last year. Here's a foul out of play. 2-2. Two-two pitch coming from Driver. And it is inside for a ball. Full count. Mariners drafted Driver in the 18th round in 2019 out of high school in Cary, North Carolina. Next pitch misses. Ball four. A leadoff walk in the ninth for Matheny. Sixth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today. Now the pitch is in for a strike. Now the 0-1 inside, and it hit him. So the first two men have reached on a walk and a hit batter. Two on and no one out for Colton Welker. And the pitch is inside. And it hit him. That pitch hit Welker. So a walk and two batters hit by pitches. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. The 22-year-old Tyler Driver having some trouble commanding his pitches here. And Jairo Cuevas goes to the mound to try to calm him down. And Pedro Severino out there as well. So they'll talk some things over. Right here is have used six pitchers in this bullpen game. They do have a stretched out starting pitcher set to go tomorrow in Marcus Walden, who went five innings in his last start. Here's Clint Coulter. Right-hand hitter, 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored, and the pitch is a check swing, and he went. That's strike one. Bases loaded, no one out in the top of the ninth. Now Driver's ready. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a curve. There's strike two. And Travers out ahead of the count. Time called by Coulter. Now he's back in and ready to hit. Driver's 0-2 pitch is a swing and a ball hit in the air down the left field line, but it goes foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Another curve there from Driver, and Coulter was out in front of it. Here comes the 0-2 again. And it's a swing and a grounder foul down the third baseline. River Cats warming up Joey Marciano, the lefty, in the bullpen. O-2 pitch, swung on and fouled at the plate. Still 0-2. And the 0-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. And there's the first out in the ninth. Base is loaded. One out now. And Ford Proctor will be the batter. Proctor's 0-2 with a sack fly, a walk, a run scored, an RBI. Left-handed hitter. And the pitch is swung on, pulled to second. This might be two. Levy to McCoy. That's one. On to first. There's two. A double play. And Driver, after loading him up on a walk and two hit batters, gets a strikeout and a double play to end the inning. No run score. No hits or errors. And two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Sacramento 10, Tacoma 6.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable. Especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma 6. Right here's looking to rally in the last of the ninth, and they'll attempt to do so against a new Sacramento pitcher, left-hander Joey Marciano. 4-1 with a 5.88 ERA. He makes his 19th appearance of the season and second of this series. He pitched in game two on Wednesday, working an inning and a third. The Red Ears got a couple runs against him. Hummel will start things off. He's 1-for-3 with a homer and a walk. Switch hitter. He'll bat right-handed. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. A four-run rally is what's needed here to tie, and that's certainly a possibility. Well, Hummel's challenging the first pitch, and he's right. The pitch was high, so it's not a strike. It's a ball. 1-0 the count to Hummel. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded, right side, and throw into right center field. A base hit, and Hummel is on to get things started here in the bottom of the ninth inning. A single to the opposite field, and Tacoma has a man aboard for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe is hitless in this one. He's due for a hit, 0 for 4. Marciano set, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch coming now from Marciano, and it is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. One one coming now from Marciano, and it is outside for a ball. Fans into it here in the ninth. They want to see a comeback before the fireworks. Here's one up high now, 3-1. So O'Keefe well out ahead of the count. Rainiers will happily take a walk. Hummel being held on at first. 3-1 pitch is outside with a slider, ball four, and O'Keefe draws the walk. Hummel takes second, and the Rainiers are one more base runner away from bringing the tying run to the plate. They trailed this game 10-2. It's now 10-6, and they have two on with no one out in the bottom of the ninth. Zach Deloach coming to the plate. He's reached base twice today with an infield single and a walk. 1-for-3. Marciano is ready. And the lefty's pitch is swung on and bounced to the left side. Deep in the hole, fielding it is Fitzgerald. He goes to second for one. That's all they'll get. The relay to first, nowhere near in time to get Deloach. So one out recorded at second. O'Keefe forced out. But Deloach reaches out a fielder's choice, and runners are at first and third with one away for Severino. Severino's 1-for-4 with the homer back in the second inning. His first homer as a right here. He went deep off Kyle Harrison, who started this game for Sacramento. The pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch. It swung on and bounced to short, fielded by Fitzgerald. He goes to Proctor for one, on to first. There's the game-ending double play. Fitzgerald to Proctor to Welker to wrap up this one. Sacramento takes it 10-6, the final score. And the Rivercats have won three of the first four games of this series, so the Red Deers are going to need to win these last two to get a split in this series. We've got a night game tomorrow at 6:05, day game Sunday at 1:35. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Well, Sacramento takes Tacoma by the final score of 10-6 today. The fireworks show about to start here at Cheney Stadium. You can hear the countdown in the background. We're going to go ahead and dump that now, though, because it gets really loud. So there, turned off that mic. All right, Sacramento won at 10-6. They did it with 2 5-run rallies, the first one coming in the top of the second inning. Right here started Juan Ten in a bullpen game, making his AAA debut. He worked a scoreless first, but in the second inning, he walked Shane Matheny to start the inning. Then with one out, he walked Colton Welker. Clint Coulter was the next batter, and he blooped a single to left to load the bases. Ford Proctor hit a sac fly to make it 1-0. At that point, there was 1-0. There were runners at first and second with two outs. Nothing had been hit hard. Luis Matos, a very good hitter, hit a little dribbler up the third baseline and beat it out for an infield single. So now the bases were loaded with two outs. Still nothing hit hard against Juan Ten. But then they had a couple of big hits. Tyler Fitzgerald lined a two-run single into right center, brought in Welker and Coulter. And then David Villar roped a two-run double to left center, brought in two more runs. And it was 5-0 Sacramento, just like that, for the run scoring after there were two outs in the second inning. Rainiers were facing heralded pitching prospect Kyle Harrison. The 21-year-old lefty gave up a solo homer to Pedro Severino in the bottom of the second inning to make it 5-1. Harrison looks like he needs to improve his control, but also looks like he has major league stuff across the board as a lefty. And in 3 2/3 innings, he allowed 4 hits, 1 run, walked 3, hit a batter, struck out 5. It was still 5-1. We went to the bottom of the fifth. Nick Avila on the hill for Sacramento, and Cooper Hummel lifted a solo homer to right field, his first homer as a Rainier. That made it 5-2, but Sacramento responded with a big rally in the sixth against Rob Kaminsky, who got himself in trouble by walking two of the first three batters he faced, and then Luis Matos roped a double to left center, bringing in a pair, making it a 7-2 Sacramento lead, and then Fitzgerald singled to right, and Villar was up, and he connected again, a three-run homer to left center. He finished the day with 5 runs batted in, and Sacramento was ahead 10-2. As usual, the Red Ears didn't quit. They got 3 back in the bottom of the sixth, loading the bases on walks, and then Cade Marlowe hitting a 2-out, 3-run triple, and all of a sudden it was 10-5. Then in the eighth inning, Mason McCoy hit a solo homer, his 6th of the year. That made it 10-6, and in the ninth, the Red Ears put 2 on with no one out, but Joey Marciano got a ground out and then a double play grounder, and that was that. Sacramento wins it 10-6 is the final score. Your final totals for Sacramento, 10 runs on 11 hits. They made one error and left 8 on base. Tacoma scores 6 runs on 8 hits, makes one error, leaves 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Nick Avila. He leads the league with 7 wins. He's 7-0. Loss goes to Juan Ten. He is 0-1. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 55 minutes, and the attendance was 6,743. With the victory, Sacramento goes to 26-29 on the year, which is now the identical record to the Red Ears, 26-29. And game 5 of this 6-game series is tomorrow night at 6.05 p.m. Marcus Walden starts for the Red Ears. Tristan Beck on the hill for Sacramento. We'll start our pregame show at 5.55. Rivercats win at 10-6. The final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Start things off with the Mariners, who opened their road trip in Texas against the Rangers. And they didn't score today. They got shut out by John Gray in the Rangers' bullpen. Texas 2, Seattle nothing. The final. Mariners had only 3 hits. One of them a single by Mike Ford, who was called up from Tacoma. And it was a 0-0 game in the 6th inning. Luis Castillo ended up pitching 7 innings and allowing 1 run and taking a loss. We call that a Felix. Rangers beat the M's 2-0. Mariners will try to even up the series tomorrow. Everything in the majors is a final now. Well, I guess with the exception of the Tampa Bay game at Boston that got rained out, they're going to make it up on Monday. They played everywhere else. The Astros beat Ohtani and the Angels 6-2. Yordan Alvarez with a homer off him, his second, or it was a 2-run homer, as the Astros get to Shohei. Minnesota shut out Cleveland 1-0. 4 pitchers combining on an 8-hit shutout. Jorge Polanco with an RBI double in the 7th. And the White Sox shut out Detroit 3-0 behind Mike Clevenger and 4 relievers. In interleague games, the Marlins defeat Oakland 4-0. Edward Cabrera with 6 scoreless innings and 10 strikeouts. Jesus Sanchez, 3 hits and a homer. Toronto 3, New York Mets 0. Chris Bassitt outdueling Justin Verlander. That was a 1-0 game going to the 9th. Toronto getting the victory. Bassitt 7 2/3 scoreless. Colorado down 2-1 going to the top of the 8th inning, and Kansas City erupted for 6 runs and beat the Royals 7-2. Ryan McMahon with a go-ahead RBI in the 8th. And Mookie Betts went off on the Yankees today. Dodgers 8, Yankees 4. Mookie was 4-for-4 with 2 homers to support Clayton Kershaw, who allowed 2 runs in 7 innings and picked up the win. And Baltimore was a 3-2 winner at San Francisco as Dean Kramer went 6 innings, allowing 2 runs and got the W. In National League-only games, in 11 innings, Milwaukee beat the Reds 5-4 with 2 runs in the top of the 11th inning. Victor Caratini, the go-ahead RBI. Pirates beat the Cardinals 7-1 with a 6-run rally in the bottom of the 7th inning in Pittsburgh. Cabrian Hayes with a go-ahead 3-run homer. Lane Thomas drove in the winning run with an RBI single in the 8th as the Nationals beat the Phillies 8-7. And the Cubs were 2-1 winners at San Diego behind the pitching of Jameson Taillon and 3 hits and a homer from Dansby Swanson. Finally, Arizona's hot. The Diamondbacks have won their 6th in a row. They beat the Braves 3-2 behind the pitching of Merrill Kelly, who went 7 innings, giving up 2 runs. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, Sacramento beats Tacoma 10-6. We'll be back with more on the Rainiers postgame show right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, Sacramento used two five-run rallies to beat the Red Ears tonight by a final score of 10-6. And the Rivercats have really been clicking offensively during this series, and it continued today, 10 runs on 11 hits. And the Red Ears need to find a way to slow down their bats. They'll try to do it tomorrow. David Villar, just a huge impact on this series after being sent down by San Francisco today. He hit a two-run double and a three-run homer, finished with five runs batted in. Tyler Fitzgerald had four hits for him. And Matos, two more hits with two runs batted in. On the Red Ears side of the thing, three homers today, but they were all solo pieces. Pedro Severino in the second, Cooper Hummel in the fifth, and Mason McCoy in the eighth. Checking out the PCL scoreboard, Oklahoma City crushed Reno today 15-6. And Oklahoma City now leads the league by 9 games over second place Reno. 16 hits today for Oklahoma City, who has 40 wins and 15 losses on the year. They are the fastest AAA team to 40 wins, getting it done in 55 games since 2005, which is as long as the stats and everything were centralized by Major League Baseball. Elsewhere, the PCL, Round Rock 6-5 winner over Sugarland. Round Rock controlling third place. And in fact, they could pass Reno here swiftly. They're only one game behind second place Reno. Salt Lake took down Albuquerque today 6-3. And Vegas finally got El Paso 10-4. Well, here at Cheney, we'll be back at it tomorrow at 6.05 p.m. The Red Ears are going to send Marcus Walden to the mound against right-hander Tristan Beck of Sacramento. And we'll start our pregame show tomorrow evening at 5.55 p.m. Should be a fun one here tomorrow as the Red Ears look to get back in the win column against the Rivercats. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Sacramento 10, Tacoma 6. Have a great rest of your night.